Welcome to this week's Main Menu News Briefs, and we start with the case of the cases. Since Pulse Data International's Braille Note was released last year, there have been calls by current and would-be users for a carrying case that would allow the unit to be used without removing it from the case. Now, Braille Note users have a choice of two. Handyworks has announced the release of its series of cases for the complete line of current Pulse Data International note-takers. The cases will be sold at the ACB and NFB conventions at a special convention price of $50. They are described by the company as being made of high-quality black leather. A zipped flap covers the top surface of the unit, and this allows you to store accessories such as floppy disks, CDs, or even the portable disk drive. But while having evaluated this case for possible endorsement, Pulse Data International has chosen not to endorse it, but instead to proceed with the original plan to market its own carrying case, which will also be at the conventions. It, too, will originally sell for $50, but customers who purchased a Braille Note after the 1st of June will receive one free. The Pulse Data International case appears to emphasize the security of the Braille Note, with a metal clip on the bottom of the unit that couples the unit to the case. The material is described as leather-like, and there is no additional space for storage. Freedom Scientific has appointed Sydney-based Quantum Technology Pty Ltd as the master distributor of its full line of hardware and software products in Australia and New Zealand. Chuck Mullins, Vice President for International Sales at Freedom Scientific, says the decision to name Quantum Technology as the master distributor for Freedom Scientific products in the region was prompted by the company's excellent history of customer service and experience with Freedom Scientific products. As the master distributor, Quantum Technology will supply all Australian and New Zealand resellers of Freedom Scientific's full line of hardware and software products effective the 18th of June 2001. Negotiations as to whether the new version of Microsoft's operating system will promote AOL Time Warner's internet service broke down again on Saturday, and both sides said they were unlikely to resume soon. The two sides were close to an agreement, but reached an impasse over whether the AOL service would give priority to Microsoft's Windows Media Player, according to John Buckley, Corporate Vice President for AOL Time Warner. AOL has an exclusive deal with Real Networks, makers of the Real Player digital media player. Buckley says AOL was willing to include the Windows Media Player, but drew the line at giving it preference over Real Player. Microsoft's new operating system, Windows XP, is due out on the 25th of October. Microsoft and AOL have been in on-again, off-again talks since January, when a five-year contract between them ended. Under that contract, Microsoft included AOL's internet service on its desktop in exchange for AOL including Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser on its system. But the two companies are increasingly treading on each other's turf. During the earlier contract, Microsoft beefed up its own internet service, MSN, which has over 5 million customers and aims to compete with AOL's system. AOL leads the market with 29 million subscribers. In addition, Microsoft would like to use its dominance on the PC desktop to win customers to its planned paid internet services called .net. Subscribers will access everything from personal calendars to flight information over any computer device. And AOL has similar plans to offer paid services. AOL has also been a vocal opponent of Microsoft's competitive practices, which resulted in a federal court ordering the breakup of the company. Microsoft is presently appealing that decision. And you can expect to start paying for protection against viruses and worms. Computer Associates International and Aladdin Knowledge Systems last week both discontinued free antivirus products for home PC users. CA has been offering Inoculated Personal Edition free of charge since 1999. They're now pushing their MyETrust.com service, a new brand with software at a cost. For its part, Aladdin Knowledge Systems now expects users to pay a license fee for its eSafe desktop, which had been free since the 17th of February last year. The offerings from CA and Aladdin Knowledge Systems included software upgrades, virus definition updates, and technical support via email at no charge. Oxford University is set to steal a march on its Cambridge and international rivals such as MIT, Stanford, and Harvard, with the opening of the world's first academic institution dedicated to studying the impact of the internet on society. The Oxford Internet Institute will open in October of this year as a department of the Social Sciences Division attached to Balliol College. Thomson Multimedia and the Fraunhofer Institute, the companies behind the MP3 digital music format, have released an upgraded version of their format called MP3 Pro. The companies hope to attract software and hardware developers to the new technology, but are also providing a version for consumers to play with. Although the release will be limited, it will include a new player and a ripper or file creator that will allow music lovers to create near-CD quality digital music files using only about half the disk space previously required for MP3s. While MP3 Pro files will work with software and devices based on the current MP3 format, they may sound worse on systems designed for standard MP3s because of differences in the way the sound is recorded. MP3 Pro uses two separate streams of data to improve audio quality, only one of which can be detected by older players. The release comes as the old MP3 format is under increasing pressure from companies such as Microsoft and Real Networks, who have struck deals with record companies to use their technology in subscription or download services. But with the nearly universal use of MP3s online, Thomson and Fraunhofer hope finally to win their way into the record company's graces. Others aren't nearly as confident about the strategy's success, however. Analysts note that even the new MP3 Pro will lack any kind of built-in anti-piracy mechanism. The companies haven't said who has agreed to use the technology, which will be about 50% more expensive to license than existing MP3. That means that any company using Fraunhofer's encoder, whether in hardware devices or software programs, will have to pay about $7.50 per unit they distribute. Companies developing their own software based on the technology would pay about half that much based on a current published schedule. A study released last week showed that 5.5% of Americans from 16 to 40 years old haven't purchased a single music CD or cassette in the past year, but have been actively downloading music from the internet. The survey, conducted by Edison Media Research for the radio and music trade publication Records and Radio, was one of the first attempts to quantify the impact that internet-based music services, such as Napster, have had on the sales of recorded music, and, more generally, to show how the internet is changing music listening habits. The record industry won a court order forcing Napster to stop traffic in copyrighted material and has long maintained that the rise in internet-based music services was cutting into sales of CDs. And beware of viruses on your cell phone. Japanese wireless phone giant NTT Docomo warned the company's 24 million mobile internet service subscribers last week that a malicious email could make its way to their phones. The email, if opened, would dial an emergency number, make calls to a large number of people, or even crash the consumer's cell phone altogether. And finally, more language from internet culture is to enter the Oxford English Dictionary, but only the online version, because a new printed version isn't due for another 10 years. A whole raft of new words are going in from modern culture, but the IT and net-based ones include .com, FAQ, HTTP, HTML, homepage, information superhighway, MP3, search engine, spam, smiley face, snail mail, WAP, and Y2K. I'm sure you know what they all mean. I'm Jonathan Mosen. That's News Briefs for this week.